Thank you.
And thank you, Frankie. Nice boy. I knew him when he was popular. What a lovely audience. Oh, are you all right? That's it. Speak to Charlie. Laugh and the world laughs with you. That's what they always say. It's a hell of a job to laugh at all with the way things are today. At Heathrow, Luton and Gatwick, they couldn't fly away to the sun. The dollar is down, Leylands are out and stuff's up a farthing a ton. What a world. And it hasn't been my week either. I had to go and see the psychiatrist. I did. I was dead worried. Well, so would you have been. He tried to climb on the couch with me. You can laugh, missus. I ran like hell, I'll tell you. Then I realised how badly I needed a psychiatrist. It was a woman. Now I'm having girlfriend trouble altogether. Ah, yeah, I am. I'm having trouble with a girlfriend. She can't get on with a wife. Mind you, I'm not surprised, neither can I. Actually, today I came halfway in my old car. I say halfway because I got as far as Dartford Tunnel. The fella at the toll gate leaned out, he said, 25 pence. I jumped out of the car, I said, sold. But women are funny, you know. I always smile when I think of that little old lady who went into the lost property office. She said to the man behind the counter, she said, have you seen my umbrella? He said, no. So she showed it to him. No, some women are very quick-witted, aren't they? Now, you take my wife. Anybody, please. No, she's really quick-witted, especially when she's driving. Any chance of an accident, her first thought is hit something cheap. Of course, you see, we both believe in insurance. Marvellous thing, you know, insurance. I remember soon after we got married... we were on a charabang outing, you see, that had a crash. And you know, if I hadn't had the presence of mind to kick her in the face, we wouldn't have got a penny. But we've had some good times together. I remember once we were laying on the beach at Ramsgate, listening to the lapping of the waves, the cry of the seagulls, and the maniacal laughter of the Pakistanis wading ashore. I called out to one of them, I said, excuse me, I bet you don't know the Indian love call. He said, I bet I do. It's Birmingham 3922. Actually, I'm only kidding. You know, I'd like to pay a little tribute to the ladies. Thank you, Max. A pretty girl is like a melody that haunts you night and day. Just found out the difference between my wife and the Suez Canal. The Suez Canal is a busy ditch. Just like the strain of a haunting refrain, she'll start upon her marathon and run around your brain. Ain't it funny? If the Queen has a baby, they fire a 21-gun salute. If a nun has a baby, they fire a dirty old cannon. You can't resist. She's in your memory each morning, night and noon. I feel sorry for the girl standing in front of the marriage guidance counsellor crying her eyes out. And he said, what happened, dear? She said, well, it was the honeymoon, she said. After the party was over, he took me up the stairs into the bedroom and switched out the light and locked the door, and then he undid my blouse. And then he took it off, and then he undid my bra, and he took that off, and then he undid my skirt, and he took that off, and I finally stood there naked. The fella said, what happened then, dear? She said, well, then he took his own clothes off, and he put mine on, went out the door, and I haven't seen him since. She will leave you and then come back again. And I think we should drink a toast to the patron saint of the ladies, Pegasus. The flying horse, the eternal steed, the everlasting bloody nag. A pretty girl is just like a pretty tune.
Thank you, of course.